This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Grizzly.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 3 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, North Atlanta. Today we have Good Neighbor Helen Panos with Dynamis Learning. Welcome, Helen. I'm so glad you're here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to join you today.
Well, that's awesome. It was wonderful meeting you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, really that was excited a great event
to have you on today. So, well, I guess we're just going to jump right in. Well, tell us a little bit about your business, Helen.
I would love to do that. I am an educator of 25 plus years, and I started a business 7 years ago. It's Dynamis Learning, K through 12 tutoring, SAT, ACT prep, and advocacy now because we just rebranded. So we add in the advocacy part. I have up to 18 tutors that work with me. We come in person or we do virtual. A lot of the business now is actually virtual this past year, 80% of that. But we are in person in the Atlanta area and virtual nationwide. But we can do both in the Atlanta area for sure.
Well, that's very exciting. So it sounds like you do pretty much all things tutoring.
Yes, all subjects. I have a lot of specialists too.
Do you have particular age ranges that you work with? You work through all?
We do them all. We've done as little as a four-year-old, to be honest with you, and just wrapped up a senior this year. So we're doing across the board, K through 12. I've even actually done, I'll do this for friends only, college students, but that is not what my business is. But I'll do that if I have a couple of college professor friends that sometimes give me a call and they are like, can you do this for me?
Yeah.
And we do. We've done a couple of them.
Well, Helen, tell our listeners a little bit about your journey. What's the history behind Dynamis Learning?
So I'm going to even start back a little bit before that and say I have a business degree from Georgia State University. Yay, Panthers. And
go Panthers.
It's a business degree. So I started in corporate for 5 years. My sister was already teaching, and I knew I've done a lot of work with kids. I knew I love kids and wanted to help them and make them productive citizens of the world. So I decided I'm going to go ahead and go into get my certification in teaching. And that's where it started while I was working corporate. I did the school work along the way. I've done a gifted certification, master's in leadership in education, then the educational specialist in leadership. So I've done a lot of leading in school systems and have seen a lot of different things that most teachers probably see. So I have a lot of that experience. And so with that, I think that kicked me off to saying, you know what, it's time that we really help children. And I don't feel like the school systems are doing it exactly that way. And I already saw the diversity and the needs that were not being met. So I said, I'm going to start Dynamis Learning. And I did. And then it started off with just one tutor to myself. And that's grown now to, like I said, 18 tutors and nationwide too. And SAT, ACT prep, and now the advocacy, because that's a big key to the
podcast. Yeah. In a few minutes, I want to hear a little bit more about that. But so before we do jump into that, are there any myths or misconceptions about your industry that you would want to know about?
Well, I'm sure there's a couple, but I think the biggest one that's more recent that people were hearing about, because the media was reporting this after COVID, was that virtual doesn't work. And I'm here to say, yes, it does. And, you know, it may not work when students are told to go virtual all of a sudden and teachers are not as prepared, but we are very prepared now. And virtual one-on-one customized to meet the child's needs, it definitely works. So I just want to knock that myth down while we're talking.
Well, I can attest that it does work. You know, we shared during the pre-podcast interview that I was an educator for 19 years. And even, you know, pre-pandemic, we were really moving towards a lot of virtual learning, even prior to when we were required to. I think virtual is an excellent service to be offering.
So. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for offering it for all of our students as a passionate educator, one passionate educator to another. So besides your job, what do you do for fun, Helen? What do you enjoy?
Well, I was just at a festival yesterday, so I love going to festivals of all kinds, whether they're cultural. I think that's the social studies teacher in me. cultural ones are great. Anything related to crafts, arts, you know, fall festivals. I do those as sponsorships for schools too, actually. So I love being outdoors anyway. And then we love going to hear all kinds of music. So we go to a lot of concerts, whether it's the big arenas or even the small park music venues or even restaurants with one guitarist, right? I love music. And I'd say travel is the third thing I love to do. We travel whenever we do get the opportunity, because both of us kind of work for ourselves, my husband and I. So we get to travel all over the place. We just went to Greece last year. Ooh. And this year it's going to be more local, but that's okay. We'll be back to international travel. I believe that's very important and really, really helps children too. I really promote people as much as possible traveling with their children, because they get to see the world, they get to understand cultures and dealing with people and all that. It's extremely important.
Yeah, there are just some things that can't be replaced by the actual experience, you know, can't be replaced. And travel is definitely one of those. And I agree, that just exposes kids to different cultures and different lives, and realize that everyone doesn't live the way they do, you know. Mm-hmm. I think experience is very, very important in education. So what about as far as hardships or challenges? Have there been any that you've faced in your life that have kind of brought you to where you are?
Yes. Let's see. Well, the one I won't talk much about is a divorce that was actually kicked me off into thinking I could definitely do my own business, which is great, but the divorce itself was okay. But that is a hardship and a challenge to get over. But it made me a better person. And I'd say, I was just thinking about this. I broke my hand while I was doing my specialist degree. And at that point in 2009, you didn't have all this like voice to text features and all the things that make life easier. So, but it was a big deal at that time, because we were doing semi-virtual and in-person. It was split doing the mm-hmm. specialist degree. And I remember having to call my niece and asking her, hey, I need to dictate this to you over the phone. Can you type this up for me? And now, I mean, I'm just thinking about the videos I just did. We turned those into scripts by transcribing and all kinds of apps that are out there today. I'd say breaking my foot, I did break my foot too, was the most difficult, because I could not drive for several years. I had to use a scooter, so you have to rely on other people. But
did you have a good chauffeur?
Yeah, there's a lesson learned there. You need other people to collaborate to help you become a stronger person. So
yeah,
I think I learned from all of those challenges.
It sounds like you would have had something to bring from each one of those for sure. But I agree with what you were saying about the, you know, the apps and everything, that once that would have been like prime time, right? When all of that was really becoming available and you were unable to text, that would be difficult in the classroom for sure. Helen, what's one thing that you could share with our listeners? What's something that you wish they knew about your business?
So I know we mentioned just briefly advocacy, and that's something I just rebranded to, because what we noticed as educators, all of my team, that we are doing a lot more than just tutoring. You can no longer really, truly just tutor a child. There are so many things that are out there that are affecting them. So what the advocacy piece does is it helps us get to know the child more. I have a 504 experience, so I can do a lot with that. I also have the gifted experience. So you can navigate a school through the teacher. So we get permission through the parent to the teacher to really collaborate with them and really work hand in hand with the child. And I tell you, it's a game changer. Okay. And I understand the inside of the school system, and so do a lot of my other educators that are working with me. And that is a huge game changer. So I'll advocate for whether your child's struggling through the school, through the administrator, through the parent. It's a big village and a journey. So we'll navigate the school system in a nice way to get right. The sources and the resources the child needs, because a lot of things are being said to parents that are not right. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it just very simply that way, without getting into any detail about it. But I think if a parent hears something from a school and a teacher and they're like, that doesn't sound quite right, they need to contact us, because I guarantee you it probably is not. If your gut feeling is it's not, it's not. And if your child's not getting what they need, then we can help out in a lot of different ways. And again, I help get kids into the gifted program. I didn't say that earlier, but I also help with that. And so I'm seeing a lot of emails and things that are being said to parents that are really, I'm just shocked as an educator that those are being said through an email, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, and I can relate to you on that one as well. And, you know, I think that a lot of parents think that their child only needs an advocate if they're struggling, you know, so it's interesting that you say that, you know, because advocacy involves, you know, being an advocate for any number of what their needs, you know, could be, and that whether that's gifted or whether they need some extra support. And, you know, you're providing a very valuable service that I doubt a lot of parents even know exists, you know, and if their child's not struggling, you know, that they can still find someone to advocate on behalf of their child through the school system and navigate those just unfamiliar waters, you know.
We've also added, Stacy, high school planning, and we feel like that needs to start from sixth grade, actually. And what we're seeing is a lot of counselors are not really doing their job. And depending on how big the school is, they just can't handle the workload. And we all know educators are being, you know, they're feeling burned out. Counselors are getting pulled to do other jobs. So they're not really doing what we all knew them to be doing, which was their job duties before COVID, let's say. But so we helped an athlete, an eighth grader, who knows how stringent her schedule is going to look. And she's getting ready to go into high school. We planned out her 4-year plan for her. And yes, it's fluid, so it can move and it can change. But she is so excited that she can also, what that does is have her see way into the future as to why she's taking these, quote, boring classes that they like to say. Why am I taking these classes? Now she knows.
That's right. That makes a lot of sense. That would have been really helpful, actually, when my girls were in high school. Just having that, I think, having that roadmap to success. You know, I had both of my girls are just, they can be very anxious. They want it to be perfect. They want every, and I think having that roadmap would have really helped ease some of their anxiety through high school. Wish I had met you earlier, Helen.
I know.
Well, how can our listeners learn more? How can they contact you? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
I would say go to my website at dynamislearningacademy.com. And on there, first of all, I have free, offers there. Right now there's an advocacy brochure that's popping up that I definitely invite parents to go get. It's excellent. Me and my high school tutor put that together. And it talks more about the advocacy. So if they're confused about what that is, it's right there. And then on the contact page up at the top, there's a contact link there. You can click on that and just reach out to me by text, you know, basically filling out the box and telling me what it is you want to learn about, or you just want to have a conversation. Happy to have a free conversation with any parent.
Awesome. And so that tool, the advocacy brochure, is there on the site. They can go to that and find
it. Download. Yes.
Free download. I encourage all of you, if you have students, regardless of what stage of life those students are, reach out to Helen, because that the advocacy piece alone, that's just huge, you know, coming from a parent who could have used it and an educator who appreciates what you're doing for our kids. I, for one, really appreciate you joining us and sharing what it is you do with our listeners so that they can reach out to you. I feel like that you have a service that is much needed in our community and, you know, the community here and as you said, nationwide. Well, Helen, thank you so much for being here today, and thank you to our listeners. We hope you'll join us again for our next episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.